Morning, the 9th of May, and the time is now 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's been two straight weeks of sometimes deadly weather emergencies, and it will not end today.
The highest risk for tornadoes today will be in Alabama and Georgia. That is because the line of storms moving across Kentucky and Tennessee overnight start to congeal as they move south. Today's severe weather zone stretches from the south across the southeast from Texas all the way to Washington, D.C.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Early Israeli reaction to President Biden saying the U.S. was pausing delivery of bombs so they're not used in Gaza. Foreign Minister Israel Katz taking to social media to declare Israel will continue to fight Hamas until it is destroyed. The Biden administration has been under pressure to take executive action dealing with the southern border now that Trump ordered his congressional allies to scuttle the toughest proposed immigration bill in decades. As soon as today, the Department of Homeland Security will propose a change to the process for asylum seekers. This is ABC News. Larry Satterwhite named acting police chief in Houston. That follows Troy Finner's abrupt resignation on Tuesday and a scandal involving hundreds of thousands of violent crimes that were suspended and tagged with an internal code indicating lack of personnel to investigate. Troy Finner had requested 2,000 new officers before leaving.
I would love to have 2,000 more officers today. I think there's so much more we could do for the public if we had them. It's going to take time.
Maryland transportation officials say they expect to have Baltimore's destroyed Francis Scott Key Bridge rebuilt by the fall of 2028 at a preliminary estimated cost of between $1.7 and $1.9 billion. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey set execution for condemned triple murderer Allen Eugene Miller for September 26th. Miller will be the second individual to be put to death in Alabama by nitrogen gas. It will also be the second attempt at executing him. Miller survived a lethal injection attempt in 2022. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Showers in the forecast today. Periods of rain tapering off this afternoon. At a high of 60, winds from the northeast between 10 and 15. Tonight, decreasing clouds and chilly with patchy fog, a low of 42. Friday, sunny in the morning, then increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely toward Friday evening, a high of 68. Southwest to west winds around 10. Showers ending later Friday night, a low of 45. Saturday, seasonal and breezy with a good amount of sunshine and a high of 68. Sunday, partly sunny and warm with a 40% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms and a high of 77. In Richland Center, the midnight reading here was 66. We're down from that. 0.07 of an inch of rain early on this morning, and currently it is 55 degrees. It is time now to start the day on Thursday, May 9th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Like to see if the streets of heaven are really paved with gold. Would you like to hear your favorite Bible story told by the man who walked upon the water and washed away your sins? Well, if you think it's time to save your soul, let's hear you say amen.
Amen.
We got 5 seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train.
1 double and 4 seats
left before the wheels begin to roll. 3 seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only 2, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train,
glory train.
On the glory train. La 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 la. On the glory train. Don't you want to see the friends you lost to the waiting on the other shore? Don't you want to spend your eternal life behind heaven's doorway? Love and charity inspires the music in the air. Peace and joy is your reward and it's waiting for you there. Well, we got 5 seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train. One's gone, we got 4 seats left before the wheels begin to roll. 3 seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only 2, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train, on the glory train. La 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 la. On the glory train. Well, we got 5 seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train. One's gone, we got 4 seats left before the wheels begin to roll. Left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only 2, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train, on the glory train. La 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 la. On the glory train.
Catching a ride on the glory train as we get going today and heading toward work. Before that, we open the broadcast day with Maggie May's version of our national anthem. Hello, friends. Phil Nee with you at 5:07. I woke up to the sound of rain on the roof, which is always kind of a hypnotic thing, and Squirt didn't want to get up either at first, but once you get on your feet, it's all easy. Downhill from there. But we're good to go this morning, and things are good to go. Hopefully, we're looking at the possibility of some high school sports in the great outdoors again today. But you never know. Periods of rain throughout the day. See, it's every other day that we have kind of inclement weather for those outdoor activities. Yesterday was just a very, very nice day. We hit a high of 78 here at the studios, and it was actually kind of warm. I had to get out and do a little push mowing last night. June has one area of her daycare area where the gate is too narrow for me to get my rider through there. So I have to push mow. You know, it forces me to get in a little physical activity. But it was not one of my top priorities yesterday, so I waited as long as I could. But I did get it done. Good morning, friends. This is Farron Young on the Light in the Milk House Show.
Tempted by the devil to give up the love I know I've got at home. And temptation sometimes leads the best of men to want to stay out all night long. And the way the world is turning, you can find anything you're looking for. And it's hard to turn it down, turn around and then go on home to her. But I've got me some kind of a woman. And she loves me like nobody can. Yes, I've got me some kind. And that's why I go on home to be her man. She lets me know that I'm the only man that she'll ever want to hold. And I can tell by the way she touches me that her heart just won't grow cold. So why why should I go looking for another when she's all I'll ever need? I'm satisfied just with her, and her love sure does take good care of me. But I've got me some kind of a woman, and she loves me like nobody can. Yes, I've got me some kind of a woman, and that's why I go on home.
Amazing seniors of Richland Center High School. Congratulations on your graduation. Your future is limitless. Congratulations from Bailey Paint and Decorating, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, and by Wilson Door and Construction.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love, and you'll be on your way. Then my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Oh. Any day now, any day now, when your restless eyes meet someone new, oh, to my sad surprise, then the blue shadows will fall all over town. Oh, any day now, love will to keep you if you don't want to stay until you're gone forever. I'll keep holding on for dear life, holding you this way, begging you to stay any day now. When the clock strikes go, you'll call it off. Then my tears will flow. Then my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Any day now, love will let me die. Town.
Ronnie Millsap on WRCO FM 100.9, 514 the time. On this Thursday morning, May 9th, a reminder, Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Animal House Food Stand will be open today through Saturday from 10 until 2 each day. The food stand will be located at the Kroska Park area and the parking lot near the community center. Also a reminder, the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board will host the second in a series of field trips to commemorate the 35th anniversary of the creation of the Riverway. That's going on today. The event will be held at the Blackhawk Unit in the town of Mazamani, followed by a business meeting at the Ruth Culver Community Library in Prairie du Sac. Pre-registration for the tour is or can be done by calling Marcia Curtis, Riverway Board Executive Assistant, at 608-739-3188. And everyone is invited to a groundbreaking ceremony at the Boscobel Middle High School. That's coming up today at 2. The groundbreaking will be held for the facilities project, which was recently approved by referendum. Reminders from our community calendar today here on FM 100.9.
The lights in the harbor don't shine for me. I'm like a lost ship adrift on the sea. The sea heartbreak, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress so divine. I wish that you were mine again, my dear. I'm on a sea of tears. How did I lose you? Where did I fail? Why did you leave me? Always to sail. This sea of heartbreak, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress so divine. I wish that you were mine again, my dear. I'm on a sea of tears. See your heartbreak. Oh, what I'd give to sail back to shore, back to your arms once more. Come to my rescue.
Kenny Price on the Bill Cow Show at 17 after 5.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the taste that will bring you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all of your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61, on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters, from new construction to remodeling. Let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
The Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival wouldn't be possible without all the great support from local and surrounds area business and individuals. American Legion Post 85, Biba Palooza, Claire Bank, Corner Drug, Grant County Economic Development, Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics, Kyle Hammersbach Trucking Inc., Muscadet Fitness, Muscadet Laundromat, Scott Industries, and WPPI Energy. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details.
It is 20 minutes after 5. An update on sports is made possible by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Several softball games were played last night. They were all makeup games. Ithaca winner, a winner against Kickapoo, 9-2, the final score. Wazika Steuben, 11-1 over Seneca. Brookwood, 18-3 over Royal. Also, River Valley edged Dodgeville, 8-7. And it was Lancaster, 13, Richland Center, 7. Bobby Witt Jr. hit a home run and scored three times to lead the Kansas City Royals over the Milwaukee Brewers 6-4. Both starting pitchers struggled out of the gate Wednesday, but settled down and limited the damage. The Royals' Brady Singer allowed one run on five hits in 5 1/3 innings. He walked two and struck out four. Joe Ross allowed three runs on three hits in 5+ innings, walking two and striking out two. James MacArthur picked up his 8th save after blowing his last two chances. The Brewers lose to the Royals 6-4. Also, the Angels 5-4 over Pittsburgh, Toronto 5, Philadelphia 3. It was Atlanta 5, Boston nothing, Baltimore 7-6 over Washington. In the National League, the Mets at St. Louis postponed. San Diego shut out the Cubs 3-0. The Dodgers 3, Miami 1. Arizona 4-3 over Cincinnati. San Francisco 8, Colorado 6. In the American League, Cleveland 5, Detroit 4. Oakland 9-4 over Texas. White Sox 4, Tampa Bay 1. The Yankees beat Houston 9-4. Minnesota 6, Seattle 3. Texas 12-11 over Oakland. From the NBA playoffs, New York 130, Indiana 121. And from the NHL playoffs, Florida 6-1 over Boston, and Vancouver got by Edmonton. That final was 5-4.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
We appreciate you listening today as we get the day started out in Southwest Wisconsin here on the Light in the Milk House show. It is time for us to really set the bar high with a cranking out of another aerobic polka. Here we go!
Much as me. She cried so when I left her, it like to broke my heart. And if I ever find her, we never more will part. She's sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. Hear me talk about your Clementine and sing of Rosalie. But the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me. Your Clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me.
There you go. the Six Fat Dutchmen and the Yellow Rose of Texas polka for you today. Good for what ails ya. Here's Brenda Lee. Rock on, baby.
Rock on, baby, rock on. You're not dragging no ball and chain. I'm not playing no waiting game with a rolling stone like you. Rock on, baby, rock on. I'm not gonna beg you to stay. Mama didn't raise me that way. Do what you want to do. I never really tried to ever tie strings on you. Rock on, baby, rock on. Be the eagle that you wanna be. Don't worry about a dove like me. Do what you have to do. Stay. Mama didn't raise me that way. Do what you wanna do. I said rock on, baby, rock on. Don't you know that your hands ain't tied, and that I never really tried to ever tie strings on you. Rock on, baby, rock on. Be the eagle that you wanna be.
I've always loved the ladies. Ladies love the games. Seems the things they want the most, they always want to change. The only thing that changes is my mind. I never could toe the mark, and I never could walk the line. Some things don't come easy. Loving should be free. I'd gladly give my heart to you, but the rest belongs to me. I don't mean to be a waste of time. I never could toe the mark, and I never could walk the line. She's got her own space, I got mine.
you don't toe the mark. I don't walk the line.
Waylon Jennings on the Light in the Milk Cow Show. We're looking at high temperatures to be up near 60 today. Cloudy with periods of rain tapering off this afternoon. Decreasing clouds and chilly tonight with patchy fog, a low of 42. Friday, sunny in the morning and then increasing clouds. Scattered showers likely toward the night, a high of 68. Friday night showers ending later, a low of 45. Saturday sounds better, seasonal and breezy with a good amount of sunshine and a high of 68. Currently in Richland Center, it is 55 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Farmer sentiment is at its lowest in 2 years. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, the Farm Bill framework released by the Senate Ag Committee leadership is coming under fire from Republicans. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more.
Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says the version brought forth by Chair Debbie Stabenow, a Michigan Democrat, contains a lot of proposals but few details.
One critical detail that was left out is how exactly it's going to be paid for.
He says early estimates indicate the Senate Farm Bill would rack up about $20 billion in new spending.
I'm also concerned that the framework leaves too much of the farm out of the Farm Bill.
Grassley says while he's pleased Stabenow is moving forward with the Farm Bill framework, she's about a year late getting started. Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
An ag economist says farmer sentiment has dipped to its lowest level in the past 2 years. Jim Mintert with Purdue's Center for Commercial Agriculture says the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer fell 15 points from the previous month.
People are really worried about what's going on here in 2024. The downturn in commodity prices we saw that got underway in kind of late November, early December, continuing into the early part of this year, I think is really starting to weigh on folks.
Farmer sentiment has dropped 79 points since its peak in 2021. A new maritime container terminal on Lake Erie will help move more agricultural exports through the St. Lawrence Seaway. Hannah Campbell with the Michigan Soybean Committee tells Brownfield a federal port infrastructure grant for the Port of Monroe between Detroit and Toledo will support more efficient export logistics.
The St. Lawrence Seaway is extremely underutilized, only about 50% utilization on that shipping way. So being able to just increase the diversity of the way that we're able to export our goods is always a great thing for our farmers.
She says the project has increased the port's collaboration with the ag sector. A central Iowa farmer is concerned about the combination of a mild winter and wet spring. Corey Hillebo grows corn and soybeans near Polk City.
We had a very warm February and got started kind of early. And how wet we've been, we might have some nitrogen loss out there if it was in the wrong form at the time.
Hillebo says he switched over to corn and has less than 200 acres left to plant. The Wisconsin dairy producer, who was first in the nation to install robotic milking machines, is now on his third milking system. Pete Kenegi tells Brownfield the first robots went in August of 2000, but he's upgraded about every 10 years.
Like our cell phones and computers, they all get better and give us more information, work faster. Same thing with the robots.
His advice for farmers considering robotic milking?
Go visit other farms who have robots. Talk to the farmers. Not that the salesmen aren't true with you, but the other farmers will tell you how it really is on the farms.
I'm Larry Lee. Brownfield.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
In agriculture, we take care of our people. And part of that is recognizing when someone might not be okay. While farmers experience higher levels of psychological distress and depression than other occupations, they are less likely to seek help for their mental health. It's on all of us to offer a helping hand. Find tools for managing stress and seeking help at soygrowers.com or #soyhelp. Together, let's cultivate a healthier future. Brought to you by the American Soybean Association and United Soybean Board.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On May 10th and 11th, we will be having some great deals for mothers in Richland Center and Muscadet. 10-inch hanging baskets are $19.99. All patio decor is on sale while supplies last. 25% off garden seeds. Solar lights will start at 99 cents and up, and many other great deals. Also, both stores will be having a brat sale on Saturday only, 8 to 4. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet for these great deals. Thank you, and we appreciate your business as always, and may all the mothers have a great and blessed Mother's Day.
Another relatively quiet day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet for the most part Wednesday. Bids have been slow to surface this week. Asking prices were around $186 $287 live in the South, while the North has remained quiet. Significant trade volume could hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Interstate Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers under 700 pounds were steady to $3 higher. A few steers over 700 pounds were about steady on a light test. Feeder heifers under 575 pounds were $4 lower, and heifers over 575 pounds were $2 to $4 higher. The USDA says demand was good and supply was moderate. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 452 to 496 pounds, brought $320 to $364. Feeder steers, 600 to 641 pounds, brought $279 to $302. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 557 to 594 pounds, brought $259 to $272. Box beef ended the day sharply lower on light demand for sell-it offerings. Choice down $1.82 at $296.67. Select closed $4.09 lower at $288.25. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, even on the weekend, down about 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a solid negotiated run. The cash hog market has really been taking the path of least resistance lately. There's been an uptick in slaughter pace compared to year-ago levels. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong and has been pushing higher domestically as well, with summer grilling season just around the corner. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.46 with a weighted average of $91.79. The Iowa Minnesota closed 14 cents lower with a weighted average of $93.12. The Western Corn Belt down 87 cents with a weighted average of $92.47. Pork values closed higher, up $2.20 at $99.29. Bellies and loins were both sharply higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 477,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 12,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were pressured by the drop in box beef, waiting for direct business to develop. And lean hog futures ended the day mostly higher, supported by stronger pork values during the session. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Direct cash cattle trades quiet and cash hogs are steady to lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Commodity Update. Durant cash cattle trade activity was quiet again for the most part Wednesday. Bids have been slow to surface this week. Asking prices were around $186 to $187 live in the south, while the north has been quiet. Significant trade volume could hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Cash hogs closed lower with a solid negotiated run. Processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts recently as there's been this uptick in slaughter pace. Barrows and Gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.46 lower with a weighted average of $91.79. The Iowa Minnesota was down 14 cents with a weighted average of $93.12. The Western Corn Belt closed 87 cents lower with a weighted average of $92.47. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady Wednesday at $50. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Some recognition for farm moms today on Farm to Fork.
If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
As Mother's Day approaches, I introduce you to Jerry Eide of Gettysburg, South Dakota. Eide grew up on a family farm, worked most of her adult life in various capacities for the South Dakota FFA, and has her own leadership consulting business.
Pretty much it's all tied to agriculture, and it's helped me see the importance of diversification within agriculture and really providing as many opportunities to my kids as I can.
Eide has three children who benefited from that philosophy.
Kind of the old adage, if you set something free and it comes back to you, then it's yours. If it's not, it never was in the first place. I kind of believe that about agriculture. It makes me a little bit sad when people are like, well, he's the only son, so he's got to come back and farm mentality. And I very much encourage my kids to, nope, go find out, go explore things. My oldest is going to medical school, but adamantly says, I want to come back and work where I can also do the farm stuff. I want to be involved in the farm, but I don't see myself as farming full time. And realistically, I feel looking forward, that's probably a good mentality.
Eide says it's a reflection of her own experience in life.
I feel blessed that I had the opportunity to explore and choose to come back versus feeling like, well, this is where I had to be. This is where I want to be.
To all the moms on or off the farm, happy Mother's Day. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
Dairy leaders say the U.S. Trade Representative needs to bring more trading opportunities. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Dairy leaders say the U.S. needs to expand trading opportunities to strengthen supply chain resiliency, Becky Razdahl with the International Dairy Foods Association testified last week during a U.S. Trade Representative public hearing.
The future growth and prosperity of our industry depends on our ability to export on a fair playing field relative to competitors like the EU and New Zealand, who continue to actively pursue preferential market access through trade negotiations.
Razdahl says the dairy processing sector's nearly $7 billion worth of investment in the pipeline hinges on the performance of dairy exports. Tony Rice with the National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council says the U.S. needs to eliminate barriers to free trade,
including the reduction and ultimately elimination of tariffs on U.S. dairy exports, protections for the use of common food names, strong dispute settlement provisions to hold trading partners accountable, and dairy-specific elements to address particular trade barriers present in our partners' markets.
Razdahl also highlighted supply chain difficulties the industry faced throughout the pandemic and the need for more transparency throughout the exporting process. Cash dairy prices were mostly steady to higher Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 38 and a quarter, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 11 and a half cents at 195 and a quarter, but just one sale. Cheese barrels up 2 cents to 190, but no sales. Butter unchanged at 302 and a quarter and no sales. Non-fat dry milk was up 1.5 cents at 113 and no sales. The milk futures were higher Wednesday. June Class 3 milk up 75 cents at 2018 a hundredweight. July up 75 cents at 2001. August up 59 cents at 1981. September up 47 to 1975. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 60 with periods of rain today, tapering off this afternoon. Northeast winds at 10 to 15, decreasing clouds. Chilly tonight with patchy fog, a low of 42. Rain has stopped now here at the studios, and we have received 8/100ths of an inch of rain early on today. 14 away from 6 o'clock. Good morning. It's 55 degrees in Richland Center. Here is Tommy Cash.
So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. Well, here I am on the corner of heart and mind, and the citizens of love are running blind, breaking one another's hearts and crying all the while, just like pain was going out of style. So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here's only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. Where should I go from the corner of heart and mind? Love is in the state of confusion all the time. Heartaches are always present, makes no difference where you turn, and the taxes take what happiness you earn. So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave, I won't come back again.
We'll be right back.
gray.
I was so alone and blue.
I took you in my arms.
Now I'm going home with you. I'm gonna wake up in your arms tomorrow. You're gonna make it the night of my life. I'm gonna wake up in your arms tomorrow. Thank you for taking me to paradise tonight.
McClain and Mickey Gilley on the Light in the Milk House show in Paradise Tonight. Tony Schumacher will check in with the weather in just a little bit. The Brewers suffered a loss yesterday in Kansas City, getting set for the next action coming up this weekend. They have a couple of games. They have the Cardinals, some real good division rivals coming up. Cardinals and then the Pirates after that as well. So get into some games that really matter early on in the season. We invite you to join us for Brewer Baseball all season long on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. And join me a little bit later on this morning around 7:15 for your chance to win some Brewer tickets right here. Woo-hoo! Pickin' and grinnin', baby!
Up the holler, Dooley, trying to make a dollar, Dooley.
group that used to be on the old Andy Griffith Show, the Dillards, and that is Dooley here on WRCO-FM 100.9. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some areas of light rain can be expected today. It does look like the heaviest activity will stay just a little bit south of us, down into Iowa, northern Illinois, to hugging the Wisconsin-Illinois border area. Otherwise, maybe a tenth or two-tenths of an inch would be possible. Certainly a cooler day than yesterday. Tomorrow, some sun returning for the first part of the day, but a cold front will drop in from the northwest, sparking some more showers, even a thunderstorm toward evening. That'll move away and leave us with a dry and breezy Saturday. The next weather system coming in Sunday and Monday, that'll have warmer and more humid air from the southwest. Should bring us some pockets of showers and thunderstorms. Behind that, things should quiet down again for Tuesday. Here's that forecast for today. Generally cloudy with periods of light rain tapering off this afternoon. High temperature close to 60. Northeast wind 10 to 15. Decreasing clouds and cool tonight. Patchy fog, low at 42. Tomorrow sunny in the morning, then increasing clouds. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely toward evening with highs in the upper 60s. The wind southwest to west around 10. Friday night, showers ending later, low in the mid-40s. Saturday should be seasonal and breezy with a good amount of sunshine, high at 68. Heading into Sunday, partly sunny and warm, with a 40% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon, low 48 with a high of 77. Monday, variably cloudy with pockets of rain and storms, low 54, high at 73. Next Tuesday should be a nice day, partly cloudy skies, low 49, high close to 70. And Wednesday, variably cloudy, spotty showers and thunderstorms possible, lows in the upper 40s with a high near 67. So again today, some showers likely, diminishing this afternoon, high near 60. Have a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 54 degrees. We have cloudy conditions and occasional rain this morning. Yesterday's high was 78. We did pick up 2/100ths of an inch of rain early yesterday morning. The record high of 84 was first established in 1987 and equaled 2 years ago in 2022. The record low, 25, in 2020. Last year's high was 73 and the low, 51. Sunset will occur at 8:12 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:43 tomorrow morning. The air is calm currently, and the barometric reading is at 29.76, up some from earlier. We have received 8/100ths of an inch of rain, just shy of a tenth this morning. And with cloudy conditions, it is 54 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.